Okay, we're going.
Eventually, every engineer that I've ever worked with or known will have been retired, and I'll wonder what weird circles am I running in where I'm always the baby.
Okay, we can go. I've got the audio recorder going, so.
You know, I just sit in my office like almost 5 years, which is ridiculous. All right, are we good to go? May I call this to order? All right. Calling the February 25th, 26th CATC meeting to order. Taking roll call. Actually, usually we have our admin take roll call, or does it matter?
Sure. Want me to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Kenneth Kennedy.
Present.
Cheryl Hillman.
Present.
Nathan Levin.
Yep.
Let me get the right paper out here. Ramona Murtha?
Yes.
Beth Schmidt?
Present.
All right. We're all here.
And Mike Sewell had conflicts with his other committees, so no longer on this committee. So, starting off with welcome and introductions, as we will be welcoming a new city traffic engineer, I suppose, round robin of introductions, starting with our new traffic engineer.
Yep, so I met some folks earlier this month, but Kara Hall, I'm the new city traffic engineer, replacing Kevin as he approaches retirement. And I was previously with the city of Beaverton, assistant city transportation engineer. So, yeah. And then one that we don't have on the agenda, because this is a new update, is Eric Destival is the new assistant city traffic engineer who will be replacing Tony when he also retires.
Are you guys retiring like literally days apart? Did you synchronize it to be on the same day?
We actually retired on the same day in 2024.
Oh, jeez. And then you just don't get to leave?
Yes. And we've been waiting for over a year to get Kara and Eric, because the wheels of HR move slowly.
All right, well then, we'll start with Beth, and I think we'll just go around to do a quick introduction of the committee members, both for Kara, even though she met some of us, and also, since this is our first actually public meeting, may as well put it up.
Okay, good evening. My name is Beth Schmidt, and I'm a citizen of Salem, Oregon, and interested in safety of citizens and families and visitors who come to Salem. I have a strong interest in school zones and am interested in keeping students safe.
Kenny Kennedy Schultz, former chair last year and also apparently the person who did not show up 2 weeks ago, for which I do sincerely apologize. My primary interest is in vehicular transportation and also coordination between the different modes and our various master plans.
Nate Levin, N. Levin Industrial Real Estate, commercial and industrial property developer. Just been active in the city for many years.
Ramona Murtha, and I've lived in Salem for 22 years. Some years in the past, and just interested in livability in the city of Salem.
Cheryl Hummond, I've lived in Salem for, well, since late 2011, shall we say. I guess that's 14 plus years, and I mostly bike and walk, and I'm very interested in keeping myself and others safe.
Eric Destival, I'm the now assistant city traffic engineer. I was the city signal engineer. I've been here since 2012.
All right.
And Tony Martin, soon to be former assistant city traffic engineer.
All right. Well, moving on then. Any adjustments to the agenda besides what was already noted with making sure to also introduce the new assistant city traffic engineer?
We do have one handout. We're going to be asking for a volunteer, but we'll
do that at the end of the meeting.
All right.
To, for a committee for the Vision Zero Transportation Safety Action Plan.
Well, then, that works for me. We'll put it on as item number 6 and adjourn at 7. At 7 as well. All right. So, I guess motion to approve the agenda with as modified so we can move forward.
I move to approve the agenda.
In a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Cool. Minutes. Are there any questions or concerns about the minutes that were presented from the December meeting? Just at my quick breeze through, I don't see any issues. That is just me.
I have a comment. I'm not sure that I want to take people's bandwidth to actually do a revision. The summary of the presentation from Salem Police, which was the only substantial agenda item, we spent about 50 minutes on that, and what's here is very, 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 very brief, and doesn't really tell people anything. And you know, I took a page and a half of notes. We had questions, there were answers, there was discussion. So I'm not necessarily looking for a revision. I think I've said this at past meetings, I think I just like minutes to be a little more capturing of the discussion and not just a few factoids that don't really tell people anything.
Yeah, I agree that the modern standard of having an agenda that is attached to a recording does mean that you can do a little bit lighter minutes, but as to Cheryl's point, this is a bit too light. But nothing to do this
and morning. And that's true, there is transparency, because whether it's a audio recording or the YouTube, a person has access, but they have to spend the full hour watching it to glean anything. Whereas if we had, you know, a page of notes, a person can spend 2 minutes reviewing it to get the gist of what happened in the meeting.
Yeah. I think we can treat that as a request from CATC, but otherwise leave these minutes intact.
So is there just a better way for people who would need to go back to look after something for just factual things that's a little bit more of a summary is what you're asking?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a public hearing, we definitely will provide more detailed comments and discussions and interaction back and forth. I think that because it was kind of a presentation, a slideshow presentation, you guys did provide a lot of comments to police, but we thought that it was going to be hard to kind of...
Actually, important note here, Kevin, would part of this... these minutes be a standalone version of that slideshow, because that in my mind also makes a bit of a difference.
Did he do a slideshow?
Yeah, you did.
He had a
it was the black, the
he
dark
had
colors, but that
yeah,
the green and the black and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just also noting that that is another thing that could also improve the clarity, even if that particular slideshow is not very appealing.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to provide the link, but that would be a little easier to view. So, yeah, we can do better in the next one.
Yeah, but I think this is fine. Unless there are any, I feel almost silly to repeat my ongoing clerical correction, but everyone misspells my name, and it's just a thing that happens. Yeah, adjourn. Yeah, it's okay, it happens a lot. I'm very used to it. So, aside from that correction, are there any other concerns?
Is your correct spelling with or without a C?
Without a C.
Without a C.
Sorry, it's the Schmidt that probably confuses everybody, so.
Well, to be fair, it's also the Kennedy Schultz of it all that has a C, but just no after the S. It has a C at the beginning. I have too many names. I accept my responsibility.
Can you spell your name tag right?
Yeah, that was
yes. So, absent any other corrections, can I have a motion to accept the minutes as adjusted?
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All right. In favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Cool. Moving on to the next thing. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none signed up, we can move past it. So, action item number one, annual elections for chair and vice chair. Would anyone be interested in taking the chair? I also don't mind retaining the chair if that's the desire of the group.
I nominate Kenneth.
Okay.
Am I allowed to do that?
You are.
Second.
Cool. Are there any other nominees? Cool. I think that that counts as unanimous consent.
You don't need to take a vote.
That is true. All in favor of nominating or of accepting my nomination to be chair, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? None? Cool. Moving on to the vice chair. We do need a vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Cheryl.
I think that's a good choice. I second that nomination. Do we have anyone else? All right, Cheryl, this is not mandatory. Do you accept? You may also just say no.
I accept if it is approved by a vote.
All right. Well, if all in favor of Cheryl being vice chair, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay.
I have one comment.
Please do.
Robert's Rules of Order is not my strong suit. So I'm just saying that. I'm not opposed to it. I just grew up using different decision-making processes, both in personal and professional life. So I have the basics down, but I'm not an expert.
I wouldn't worry too much. I am very loosely following Robert's rules at the moment, trying to keep it as streamlined. Basics are more or less just what we do here. So just... motions can't be put forward by the chair. That's really the only important thing to remember as chair, is that you guide the conversation, but in terms of people actually saying things or making decisions, that's everyone else's job. Your job is just to kind of guide traffic.
And Kevin, we could have city attorneys come and give a discussion about Robert's Rules of Order.
That's fair. If it is the desire of the city for this to be more strictly adhered to so that we'd be in stronger compliance with our bylaws,
I don't
have a concern.
I don't know if it's strict adherence, but just to give somebody that's not real familiar with it some background.
Well, I mean, I've been exposed to it all my life. It just isn't what I have personally or professionally practiced. I mean, I've had plenty of exposure. I just don't have all the nuances.
Support is maybe what very thoughtful. You're thinking support to us. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Getty wants to have an attorney here, we'd be happy to invite them for either Robert's Rules or any other things that you want to talk about.
Ethics is one of their favorite things to talk about.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
so
that's maybe not a bad conversation. We're probably overdue to have to have a reviser on Oregon's ethics law, and also maybe slide in some running of meetings into that same one.
Or send out resources online and we can do it on our own time and not use meeting time.
That's also a possibility. Yeah, I think you can take that as a consensus directive from the commission. We'd all love that. So we're looking at presumably an update to our charter.
Yes. So we've had some discussions about revising the it used to be called the Citizen Advisory Traffic Commission, and there has been desire to change that name and to also look at Chapter 5 of the Salem Revised Code, which dictates Citizen Advisory Traffic Commission, and update the responsibilities and requirements in here, because it's been a long time since this code has been reviewed and looked at. So one of the things that we looked at was there was a suggestion of changing its name so that the change it to Community Advisory Transportation Commission to kind of incorporate that, you know, we're a community and not just citizens, but and then also to talk about transportation instead of traffic, because we want to consider all modes of transportation and what we look at. So that was one of the big changes. The other changes were to really kind of refine the use or the responsibilities of the of this group and clarify better that this group is really a an extension of the Public Works Director in terms of transportation. Public Works Director deals with water, sewer, storm, transportation, and so the purpose of this committee is to review and resolve transportation issues. One of the things that, you know, this group kind of butts up against is the Planning Commission rules. So I know in the past, Planning Commission has dealt with more policy that does overlap into transportation, because our design standards are within the transportation system plan, and transportation system plan is under the under the review from the Planning Commission. So we're trying to stay away from that, but we still have a lot of things that we want to look at, and we want to recommend to the director on ways to look at things. So it doesn't mean that this group can't look at policies and can't look at different things that might be the responsibility of other groups. It would just be that we would provide that information to the director as the director made determinations on where policies went. And then in the extension of that, to City Council as well, because City Council is the final say on what this group and what the Planning Commission does. So, has everybody had a chance to look through the changes? The additions are the underline, and the strikeouts are the removal.
Yeah, I have just a general compliment on the cleanup job here. Like the just more plain language and referring to the commission through most of it. You know, this is going to be a lot more streamlined afterwards. Looking at the duties, I do understand the desire to not have us butt into planning related issues, as that is the Planning Commission's job. I do believe that an appropriate role could be to provide the director with context or opinions for their consideration if they so desire to bring to the Planning Commission. So that way, if there's a policy matter, that's something that we bring to the director, and the director at their discretion does or does not present to Planning Commission through normal channels. That would be a recommendation that I might add. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels about that.
Are you specifically referring to the last sentence in the scope section?
Yeah, and probably saying that really it's like a sub-item D, so it's to differentiate between us talking about non-land use stuff, which we have pretty free rein over because we're not interacting with anybody else, and then the land use related stuff, we want to stay in our lane, and so if we are going to discuss it at all, we want to make it very clear that this is advisory to the Public Works Director for them to deal with as they see fit.
He's actually talking about on page 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
The duties.
Yeah. Sorry, did I get a little bit ahead of
myself?
That's
a little ahead.
My bad. But.
He's very excited.
All right, so sorry about that. So I guess first off, on any of the earlier scope questions, are there any concerns with that from the committee members? Again, sorry for jumping us ahead a whole page. You're correct, I got a little overexcited.
I have a tiny revision for the introduct for section 5.010. It's the sixth word or so is still traffic advisory body. There is hereby created a city traffic advisory body, and maybe that should be transportation.
Yeah. Also, just, I don't have a clean way to incorporate this, but either someplace in the scope or early in that 5.010, considering how big a focus that all of us, myself included, despite the fact that I introduced myself as a car person, mm-hmm. we all have a focus here on safety. I'd say that is pretty much been an overriding theme of this committee since my tenure on here for like the last 4 years, 5 years. So it might be nice to have that called out explicitly that our purview is transportation and as transportation safety is kind of one of our big focuses.
So maybe under the under section 5.015, the end of the first sentence, it talks about review of transportation standards governing bicycle, ped, vehicle operations, and we can add safety.
Yeah, operations and safety. Perfect. Any other comments or concerns on those first two sections, 010 and 015?
I have a couple of questions or comments on the scope section. In the first sentence, is the first sentence, the grammar is confusing me a little bit, and so I just want to clarify whether
it's legal. It's legalese.
Yes, but does the first sentence mean that CATSE has two purposes? One is to serve as an appellate body for residential complaints, and two is to review transportation standards, however the rest is worded. Because it's kind of a long sentence, and it's not clear, you know, because the first one, the public works director or city council requests us to serve as an appellate body for something. Mm-hmm. The second one is reviewing, it seems like two separate things, and I'm not necessarily looking for a wording change. I'm looking to understand if that's what's intended.
Yeah, I think, the commission serves the director and council as an advisory body, and so most of the things that come your way are either initiated through a residential request or comment or complaint, as a lot of the things that we see that then the director would then ask staff to bring it to CATSE if it can't be resolved. In other ways. And then the other, so you're right, it is, helping us resolve issues in the community and also as a body to review transportation items that aren't necessarily a complaint but could be, we want to bring a transportation plan to you or.
So Cheryl, if it was, so I'm just my little grammar world, it seems like there should be a comma. And then it should say, and to review.
Should be to serve.
That would help.
To serve as an appellate body, so added to serve and to review.
And
yes.
And
I agree.
Yes.
To review.
Yes.
To action.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would help.
Does that help clear it?
Yes.
And actually kind of along that same line, I am noting that nowhere in the scope or our establishment clause is it called out specifically that we are kind of related to the public works director. So it's a little bit unclear if you read through the scope if it's meant to imply that we are a standalone commission with our own independent ability to do things, or if we are more directly beholden to the director.
I think it's the second.
Yeah.
So it's
you shall upon request of the director.
Would that be in the
well,
first
director
section?
Or city council?
Or city council.
It makes it sound like we could be connected to either of them.
Well, if they request you to do it.
Yes, gotcha.
So if the public works director needs you to review something, or city council needs you to review something.
Okay. Well, that actually clarifies something then that wouldn't be apparent to me by reading through the rest of this, which is that if the city council has a request of us, they can literally directly request something of us.
It would probably go through the director.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, and then that happened when we were doing the Safer Streets program scoring, and wasn't that program was kind of went through council as and then it came down through council through the director to come to you guys to help us develop that program.
So would that be something we change in that 1010 section to say created a city transportation advisory body? But that sounds more direct than.
I mean,
what
the establishment clause just says that the city charter by 5010 establishes it, and then the scope sets who it's subordinate to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Defines who you're advising.
Yeah. To me, that still reads a little bit unclear, but also, I suppose, if there is a possibility for that direct link, I guess it needs to stay there.
Yeah. I mean, like 10TMP. Came from council through a director.
And I suspect what the process will be from after we get your comments is we will incorporate them as best we understand and then send them back to you and then make sure they're okay, and then we'll have to go back through legal.
Yeah.
Because legal has to accept it before
of course.
Council. Yeah.
Yeah. I just my final comment here is that as this is my understanding is that the desire is that basically CATC is public works. It's your kind of sounding board for transportation-related matters. So with the way that this reads right now, it's a little bit unclear if this is like the public works sounding board or also because it can be directly established from the city council, is it sitting in that same level with some of the other more independent and department agnostic councils out there?
It's more the director's sounding board in public works. Council got added to this because a lot of the stuff that comes to you does originate from council, so we wanted to recognize that council, you know, will originate a lot of the things that they want the director to follow up with, and then in his stand then come to you to review and comment on.
Yeah, and I guess my only...
Both.
Yeah, then I guess just my main comment would be, if we're going to be considered to be pertinent with the assumption that in almost all cases, or potentially all cases, that city council directives would come by way of the director, it may be wise to adjust the verbiage somewhat to make it clear that the commission serves at request of the director and city, or in response to, like, something along the lines of in response to the requests of the city council conveyed through the director or something to that effect. So that makes it clear in the language that everything is meant to be contained within that director role and isn't, we aren't a commission at large and, you know, outside of that, outside of your guys' department structure, if that makes sense. I'm sorry that I'm struggling so much with the best way to verbalize this, trying to parse legalese into something that actually makes sense is not my strongest suit when it comes to trying to spit it back out.
Well, I can add after city council through director and see if that would be okay. Again, legal has ways of saying stuff that they need to have that way, but would that work?
Oh, yes.
So, Kevin, I added in front of city council, I could put requested by city council and then through the public works director.
I think that hits it on the head.
Because that's what it is. It's it's requested by the council through the public works director.
All right.
I have a couple of other little, could be wordsmithing, but each wordsmith has a question behind it. So in the first purpose serve as an appellate body for resident complaints. I was wondering whether another word like complaints or requests, and even Kevin, when you were introducing this, you used a couple of other words, like resident comments, resident requests. So adding the word requests, if that is correct, because I think the things we've looked at, like the little pathway and the no left turn, those were not complaints, they were requests. Does that make sense?
Well, they came from complaints.
Well, there were complaints involved,
yeah.
But the path came to us as a request from the homeowner to put up a sign. And the no left turn came as a request from a neighborhood association. So those came to you as requests.
True. Some complainants come to us with a solution in mind, and some don't.
Yeah. So
right.
Yeah, we can definitely add that to it.
And then in the second purpose, I have two questions about review transportation standards. I don't know if we need to use the word revise everywhere. I mean, sorry, advise. Review just sounds like you can read it, whereas the word advise suggests having input. So second line where we added the comma and the two.
So advise on transportation standards governing?
Advise would be seems better than review. Because review is just here to go, and advise is having input. And a couple of words later, transportation standards. I feel like from what we have done, and also the way Kevin was introducing the topic, sometimes we might advise on transportation projects or plans and not just standards.
Well, because I see standards, I see projects, and also sometimes we're just receiving information that's not related to standards, but like, for instance, safety data or the like, sometimes we get from that we request from the police department as well, doesn't really fall into that category.
Yeah, because that would just be review.
Yeah, there could be a role that is review.
Not everything is advisory.
Yes. So maybe the sentence needs to get more complex and split out what's review versus what's, or review and or advise.
Well, actually, that does open up a question. In what capacities are we an actual review body that issues review comments, and in what ones are we strictly advisory, where we listen, provide input, and that is it?
Well, I mean, if we get too specific, then that could limit us.
Oh, obviously.
It's better if we're a little bit more broad.
Yeah.
And give you more opportunities to participate in stuff that we might not be thinking about right now.
It's not so much a request for an edit as a request from staff for a clarification on what you see our role as. Like, where do you see us as being more advisory, and where do you see us as having more of that semi-official review capacity where we're providing comments as part of some, usually like a federally mandated public involvement process?
Well, I think by being vague, we would use you for everything.
Some of it comes down to, too, the department involved, because if you're advisory to the public works, that's something we have control over.
Mm-hmm.
If police is coming to present something, we can provide input and comments, but public works does not have control over how that might be implemented long term. So if it's something that we're bringing from public works,
mm-hmm.
we have more flexibility to use you as true advisors, where other groups that may come and present are, you're more in that review capacity, just simply as a matter of who has control over the outcomes.
So yeah, so I would ask the committee to consider keeping stuff fairly vague, because if we get too detailed in certain stuff, it could kind of limit unintentionally some stuff.
Yes.
That we might bring.
So, Kevin, I'm going to throw something out. You can. So, what if it said review and or advise?
Mm-hmm. That to me seems appropriate.
Because you could review and advise. You could review you and just advise.
And I think, you know, keeping it vague in the, you know, pedestrian vehicle operations, I think that covers planning, because all planning, you know, bike planning, pedestrian planning is an operational plan. I mean, we're looking at doing things to make it better, safer. So I don't know that we need to add stuff to that. I think it covers everything.
But the word standard comes before all the other words. So it's review and or advise transportation standards.
Okay, and then we can do...
Like standards and data, standards and...
Standards,
so
data,
like
and projects.
Like the striping standards. We went through an exercise,
yeah.
And we went,
yes,
with the profile.
Yes, that is a standard.
So that,
yeah,
is,
yes,
a standard.
That, yes.
So you reviewed and advised.
Yeah.
And it was accepted.
Yeah, so I think it's good. I think this gives us a lot of leeway to do more if we start adding more words, but we can look at trying to come up with a couple more ways to say what to add to standards.
Well, and just to clarify, I'm perfectly fine with keeping this streamlined. Some of the questions I'm asking are also just questions in general, so that I understand where your heads are at too, so that when we're looking at our own, what our agendas will be, that we'll plan accordingly to what the department's looking for. So not everything I'm asking is coming with an edit at its end. Cheryl, do you have any additional comments?
I guess I'm still unclear where we are with standards, because we review and or advise on more than just standards.
And I think we're going to look to broaden out the language.
Yeah,
we'll look for another word.
Got it. And then in the last sentence, I just wonder if there's a different way to word, rather than say shall have no jurisdiction, and honestly jurisdiction seems like an odd word. Authority is maybe a better word, but it's still a very strong statement, which comes across.
Well, I mean, the land use decisions, I fully understand why you have to put a pretty strong kibosh on that. If anyone else even touches what the Planning Commission does, that's breaking state law. But
yeah, that last sentence was a legals addition.
Yeah.
So is it possible to have to say something about our positive role with the TSP, rather than say a very strong negative role? You will not do this. Well, so what are we doing? Because we've been told that we will be reviewing and or advising, and saying, you know, rather than no jurisdiction over, have a positive sentence that says the commission may have an advisory role over policy matters related to the TSP or land use decisions. And then, so then it's advisory only. It's saying it's advisory only, and you can avoid using really strong, unnecessary language like no jurisdiction over.
Yeah, because if it's not a part of our, say, appellate or our otherwise decision-making capacity, and if all we're doing is providing input for consideration of the director, and we're not actually involving ourselves whatsoever in the specific processes of Planning Commission, City Council approving TSP, Planning Commission and or City Commission Council, as appropriate for the type of land use, making those land use decisions. If, for instance, say there was a code change that was being proposed that might have a proposed adjustment to, like, lane widths or something something through that area, I do think it would be within our purview to say, well, before this is going through the full planning process, you know, here's our opinion for you as the Public Works Director to take to Planning Commission when you guys are actually talking through what the language is that you're going to have adopted.
We are planning on bringing the transportation system plan to you. I think, you know, the purpose of this last sentence isn't to say that you guys aren't going to see any of that. So you will see pieces of that, and we will be looking forward to having you comment on various parts of it. I think it just
maybe just add in the word decision someplace so that we have no jurisdiction over decisions, because that seems to be the crux.
Can I?
Yeah, please do.
You know, each of us had to agree to take ethics, and there's laws that we have to all abide by. The reason for the legalese is there are ethics that are also involved that we have to consider.
Yes.
So things like that are jurisdiction and things that we do not want to be held responsible for. We also need to let those things legally like support us or protect us in our decision making. So I think if you try and challenge the language, you're going to make things really muddy. And I would, as a commission member, I don't want some things like that. I do like some protection and what is my decision making, because there are actual ethical things that we all have to consider while voting, and there are reasons why these things have to be taken into consideration. So, yes, I understand the need to make things be positive, and we can talk about those things, but I don't think that we have to take the focus to be so pinpointed that we're forgetting the other things that are also involved.
Yeah.
So I just would like that to be taken into consideration, because we have to consider our role here and why we would want those ethical decisions to be protected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand, but you also, fine, the commission shall have no jurisdiction over policy matters related. That's fine. Think about it in some way that there may be some things we have to have protections for ourselves, just like they have to in their role as staff. That's okay. Just to consider that.
It's partly the point of view situation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If we're looking at this as, well, it's telling us we can't do or can't do, but it's also telling people on the outside what they can't expect us to do.
Yes.
Yes.
And not ask us to do.
Right.
So we're finding another way.
We would like to abide by the state law.
And the last word of that sentence is decisions.
Yes. but land use decision is a legal jargon.
Land use decisions, but you know. But you're not writing policies in the TSP.
Right.
Yes.
The things will come to you for review and advice that then the director then will take back and try to incorporate if it's appropriate.
Yeah. I'm just to nail in on it, I would prefer, because I'm keeping track of time as well. I want us to stay within the bounds of the law. But I think just clarification that our jurisdiction, we don't have decision-making jurisdiction, I think that just clarifies that statement without altering it, hopefully as far as legal is concerned, just to make it clear that where our authority ends is anything related to decision-making of these processes that are governed by other methods. Because, yeah, land use decision is a standard jargon for the official finding of the Planning Commission is a land use decision. So I wouldn't separate decisions from land use in this case to make that a broader interpretation.
Okay, we'll see if we can clarify that a little bit.
Yeah. Can we move through the remainder of the code a little bit more quickly? Unless there are still more scope questions, I just want to make sure that we don't stay too late.
I'd like to make a process comment, which is we're scheduled for 10 more minutes, and that's clearly not enough to finish what's on the agenda.
I tend to agree.
We'll come back. They'll come back.
They'll come back. Or do we want another special meeting before our regularly scheduled April meeting to keep this process moving along so that we're not doing this all year?
Well, I guess the question is, when does this code amendment, when do you guys want to have this adopted? That gives me an idea of your urgency.
It's as soon as you guys are ready for it to be done. So we're not, it doesn't have to be adopted next month or the month after. We have time.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just take a quick straw poll of CASC members at large. Do you want to have a special meeting held before our next regular meeting in April, or are you okay with putting this on regular business to be wrapped up? And for my part, I will move us along with a little bit more quickness through it next time to see if I can keep the pace going and I will make sure that I've also gathered all my comments more well in advance, and I will recommend that all other members do the same and send what you can in advance to staff so that they can review and get some of that with us into these agendas. That will also help speed the process along.
Do you want us to send, since we're not going to get through everything, do you want us to send comments before whenever the next, whether it's a special meeting or April, whatever?
Sure. I think that would be okay. I mean, this is a public meeting, but we will have a public meeting to discuss it again, so it's not like we're adding anything that anybody else can see. But yeah, it probably would be helpful for us to be able to see what your comments are and see if we can incorporate them and at least cut some time down on that.
Yeah, if you could send them, we can make sure that's part of the public record, your comments, and then that might also allow us to bring an updated version next time make it only take, you know, maybe one more meeting.
Just make sure that none of us reply all so that there's no serial
just
meeting.
Send them to staff.
Well, we're not on the we're only BCC'd, so we don't have a way to email each other.
So there can't be discussions among yourselves on anything. It just has to come directly to staff.
Right.
Yeah, that would probably help us.
And since we only have this as a PDF, do you want us just to use the little comment button?
Or
if there's a Word version.
We can send you a Word version.
Yeah.
I would love a Word version.
You'll want to...
Because we've got all of that, and then we technically also have our entire set of bylaws.
Yes.
Okay. So we will stop this right now and move to... We're not going to go to CASB bylaws yet, but I do want to talk about Division Zero.
Yes. Yeah. So we're getting ready to start the Vision Zero Transportation Safety Action Plan, which is being led by Transportation Planning. And one step of that is putting together a advisory committee in which we would like to have a member from CATC. And it may also be nice to identify an alternate. So in terms of what that looks like, we're expecting 4 meetings over the next 12 months, during which we'll be asking the committee to review and provide feedback on various aspects. I think there is an intent. We have kind of 2 public outreach efforts planned as part of the project. So either in coordination with whomever the representative is, making sure all of CATC gets an update at those 2 touch points, or having transportation planning actually come and share at both of those touch points is kind of our long-term plan. I just wanted to identify tonight who's interested in being the representative and then an alternate.
I know I trust Cheryl to take good notes.
I would be interested in being the person or the alternate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed what's the committee or the.
So it's the Vision Zero Transportation Safety Action Plan. So it's kind of kicking off part of our Vision Zero efforts, and this is developing essentially our safety action plan that's going to kind of prioritize safety investments related to that Vision Zero goal.
Yeah, I think Cheryl would make a good primary personally, unless anyone else has a different primary in mind.
If you're interested.
I'm interested, but I may have a conflict. So
that sounds like an excellent alternate then.
Or a potential alternate.
Yeah, a potential alternate.
Well, how are we going to define that? We just wait for Julie to ask.
I think the alternate would attend when Cheryl can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I could attend, so I guess we'll just wait till we find out.
Yeah.
I'd volunteer as a potential.
Yeah. Why don't we put Cheryl down as primary, Nate down as alternate, with Beth contingent upon
tertiary.
Contingent upon conflict of interest confirmation.
Sure.
Does that sound reasonable to the group? And I mean, I guess if you want to hold on to it, you're always welcome to maybe just talk. I guess just negotiate with Beth.
Whatever you need is fine.
I would volunteer, but I take terrible notes, so I know that I'd be a very little help.
I think.
Can we talk about Fisher Road?
So we're. I feel like the whether we're having another meeting or not
so
didn't really get answered.
It did not.
We can send out a duo poll.
So do we want to have a follow up meeting? In March?
I'm fine with that.
That's a question for you guys.
I guess you can put forth the motion for a meeting in March and a date to be determined.
So moved.
Got a second for that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. It passes 4-1.
Okay, so we'll send out a duo poll like we did the last one.
And if it was, of course, for people's schedules, you probably need to look at dates 2 weeks out or so, but also for timeline to send out Word track changes version and give us a deadline to respond and how that timeline fits with the meeting.
Yeah, if we were going to have updates to look at in a meeting that was in 2 to 3 weeks, I think we would need comments within the next week to be able to address those. So we can send a Word version out in the next day or so, probably, and then we would be asking for a pretty quick turnaround.
You guys would maybe get it a week in advance, and then we need it a week before the meeting.
Yeah.
And then the meeting would be
that day.
2 weeks hence.
Yes.
No.
2 weeks from now.
Yes, I mean
two or more.
Two or more weeks
from now.
Yeah,
yes.
The minimum would be at least 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to recommend 5D be moved to the April meeting.
Which is the
Fisher Road Northeast Project Flyer.
It's a quick update.
It's over.
That was a holdover from the last meeting.
No,
yes.
I mean, then that works for me.
Yes. Yet.
Yeah,
that's delightful.
No, it's
well,
done. It's not.
It was, and Kara went to the meeting, so she can provide you some information.
Don't worry about it.
You were at the meeting.
That's
also
there.
Yeah.
But the open house is closed now.
Perfect.
That's online.
It's on the 11th.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect. Well, then it's good. Then, here if nothing else, I'll take motions to adjourn, actually on time.
Move to adjourn.
Alright, that's a first and a second.
Well.
All in favor?
Second.
Yep.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Let's get out of here. Adjourned at 6:59.
On time on the
nice
budget.
Save.
I did my best. Honestly, thank you to Beth for consistently needling me to remind me of the time. Well, then, I guess thank you for the inadvertent help.
I wasn't
going to
interrupt you. Sorry, my phone.
Thank you.
I was looking to see if that was my
time. So, I have a question.
Okay.
How old?